Hello, listening friends. Once more, this is Keith Kaiser coming to you on behalf of Manna in the Morning with a study in God's Word. We're reading in John chapter 14, beginning at verse 28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto my Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of the world cometh, and hath nothing in me. And that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence, or let us go from here. The Lord Jesus was telling the disciples that he was returning to the Father. And at first they might feel some natural sadness that he was going away from them, that physically they would be bereft of his presence. But if they loved him, they would be happy, because this going away meant that he was taking the exalted position of sitting at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as the book of Hebrews describes it. The Lord Jesus was going to enter into glory. Because he had humbled himself and been obedient unto death, God would highly exalt him and give him the name which is above every name. So the Lord Jesus was going on to greater glory. And he tells them in verse 29 that he told them before it came to pass, that when it had come to pass, they might believe. Now, of course, this is another instance of the perfect foreknowledge of the Son of God, how he knew everything that was going to happen before it transpired. And he was telling them so they could look back and say, ah, yes, this was all part of the Lord's plan. This is all an evidence of his deity. He was who he claimed to be. But then the Lord says to them, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. That word prince means a ruler. The ruler of this world, said the Lord Jesus. Whom was he speaking of? Well, he was speaking of Satan, the one whom Ephesians chapter 2 calls the prince of the power of the air, or, it's the same word in Greek, the ruler of the authority of the air. He's called in 2 Corinthians the God of this world. Of course, he has other names, Satan, meaning the adversary, and the devil, meaning a slanderer. The Lord Jesus called him a murderer and the father of lies. But the interesting thing was, he was coming to once more try and tempt the Lord Jesus, once more try and combat him and try and deal with him. But the Lord Jesus was going to be victorious. Because as this evil one came to search him out and to tempt him and try and make him fail, the Lord Jesus says, he has nothing in me. There was no sin nature in the Lord Jesus, no flesh to struggle and war against the Spirit as we have. The Lord Jesus was a perfect man as well as being God manifest in the flesh. And as God, he was absolutely incapable of sinning. As the perfect man, God manifest in the flesh, he was sinlessly impeccable. He could not sin. And so as he was going forth to Calvary, there was no thought of failure. But then in the final verse of the chapter, verse 31, he says, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go from here. This is the only place in the Gospels where the Lord Jesus says, I love the Father. There are a number of times where it says, the Father loves the Son. But this is the only place in the Gospels where the Lord Jesus explicitly says, I love the Father. And what was going to be the proof of his words? It was going to be in being obedient to the Father's commandments. Just as the Lord Jesus told us that if we love him, we would obey his commandments, so the Lord Jesus does the same thing himself. He loves the Father, and so he obeys the Father's commandment, even when the Father's commandment means that he will have to die, even when the Father's commandment entails going to the cross of Calvary. The Lord Jesus was going forth to the cross, and it not only stands as a lasting testimony of his love for man, it also stands as a testimony of the love of the Son of God for his Father in heaven. For he went and submitted to that hideous death at the hands of his Father. He went there in accordance with his holy will.